I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Gujarat becomes the third Indian state in 3 months to pass anti-conversion legislation. Greg Musselman with Voice of the Martyrs Canada says it expands the scope of illegal religious activity. Previously, forced conversions were banned. Now simply using the wrong words could get believers in trouble.
This is obviously sending shockwaves through the Christian community in Gujarat. If you're found guilty, you could be imprisoned up to 10 years and fined the equivalent 500,000 rupees.
As long as the current political party is in charge, there's little hope of change. We serve a God who holds the nations in his hands. Please ask him to intervene.
We do pray that these laws would be repealed and that Christians in India would have freedom to worship and to love their God and to share the message of Jesus, the great hope that comes in him.
Palestinians have suffered through a severe wave of COVID-19. Haytham Dyke with Bethlehem Bible College says many people connected to the school have fallen sick or seen loved ones die. Worse yet, Palestine has not received any large numbers of vaccines yet.
It's only a limited number. I mean, the West Bank, you speak about 3 million. In Gaza Strip, you speak about 2 million. So speak about 5 million people. Now, unfortunately, you know, last time, people who were in the 20s and 30s, unfortunately, died because of COVID-19. So it's one of the saddest events ever that someone, we live today, the 21st century, and to see all of this going on. This is the petrol of Bethlehem. This is what makes Bethlehem actually alive.
Please ask God to comfort your Palestinian brothers and sisters and pray they'd show the hope of the risen Jesus during a difficult time. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Join us here on social media or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.